I opened my eyes upon a strange and weird landscape. I knew that I was on Mars. Not once did I question either my sanity or wakefulness. I was not asleep. No need for pinching here. My inner consciousness told me as plainly that I was upon Mars, as your conscious mind tells you that you are upon Earth. You do not question the fact. Neither did I. I found myself lying prone upon a bed of yellowish, moss-like vegetation, which stretched around me in all directions for interminable miles. I seemed to be lying in a deep, circular basin, along the outer verge of which I could distinguish the irregularities of low hills. It was midday. The sun was shining full upon me, and the heat of it was rather intense upon my naked body, yet no greater than would have been true under similar circumstances on an Arizona desert. Here and there were slight outcroppings of quartz-bearing rock, which glistened in the sunlight, and a little to my left, perhaps 100 yards, appeared a low, walled enclosure about 4 feet in height. No water, and no other vegetation than the moss was in evidence, and I was somewhat thirsty. I determined to do a little exploring. Springing to my feet, I reserved my first Martian surprise. For the effort which on Earth would have brought me standing upright carried me into the Martian air to the height of about 3 yards. I alighted softly upon the ground, however, without appreciable shock or jar. Now commenced a series of evolutions which, even then, seemed ludicrous in the extreme. I found that I must learn to walk all over again, as the muscular exertion which carried me easily and safely upon the Earth played strange antics with me upon Mars.